Close your eyes. Take a couple of good, long, deep in and out breaths. Notice where you feel the breathing in the body. Focus your attention there. And then try to decide what kind of breathing feels good. Does long breathing feel good? If not, it doesn't. If it does, you can continue breathing that way. If it doesn't, you can change. Make it shorter, more shallow, faster, slower, heavier, lighter. Try to see what kind of breathing feels good right now. Energizing if you're tired. Relaxing if you're feeling tense. Give the mind a good place to settle down. Because the mind needs a home. Otherwise, it's like a homeless person wandering around. Whatever few belongings it has are not safe. Because you make merit, you do good. You have to have a good, safe place to keep it. Otherwise, it just falls away. You forget about it. And when you need it, when you've forgotten about it, then it can't help you nearly as much. So when we practice mindfulness, keeping the breath in mind, we're strengthening that quality of being able to remember the good things that are worth remembering. And then we practice alertness, watching your mind to make sure it stays with the breath, watching the breath to see what kind of breath feels really good right now. And then ardency, trying to do this well. These are good qualities to have. As John Lee used to say, once you've made merit, you want a good pocket to put it in. Don't let it be a pocket that has a hole where things can leak out. Otherwise, if your thoughts are leaking out, your eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, out to things outside, then everything gets scattered. You want to have everything gathered together right here where you need it. Someone came to see a John Fuang one time. He asked him, where have you made merit in the past? This woman started listing this monastery and that monastery. She says, why don't you make merit in your heart? That's what the really important part is, right here. The qualities of the heart that you're building up here. Generosity builds good qualities. Virtue builds good qualities. Meditating builds qualities, make everything solid. That's something you can depend on. Because merit is like a form of wealth. When you need it, you want it to have it right at hand. If you think, oh, I made merit over there, I made merit over here, it's all scattered around. And when you need it, you can't quite reach it. But if it's developed right here, in other words, when the mind has mindfulness and alertness and ardency, then whatever comes up, you're much more prepared to deal with it. You're developing these skills in the mind. So work on these skills. They're an important part of making yourself safe, providing yourself with the skills you're going to need when aging comes, when illness comes, when death comes, when separation comes. The mind needs something good to depend on. And having good qualities as you've developed in the mind helps a lot because they're right here. So focus right here. Make this a daily habit, giving the mind some time just to be by itself. Not be concerned with the affairs of the world outside. Get to know itself really well. That way when dangers come, you have safe a place to stay. And you've got good qualities inside that you can fight off whenever dangers come from outside or from inside. Because your own greed, aversion, and delusion can create trouble as well. But if you're mindful, alert, ardent, then you can recognize unskillful thoughts when they come and realize you don't have to go there. And let them go. They can chatter away, but that's their business. You stay with the breath, you stay with your awareness in the present moment. You're in a safe place, well protected. That's when you really see the value of merit. The goodness that you've done. The search for happiness. As the Buddha said, acts of merit is another word for happiness. You do good and you know it's good. It's good in the planning, good in the doing, good in the recollection. There are a lot of pleasures in life that are not like that. There may be a little bit of pleasure in the moment of experiencing it, but before and after, it's not all that skillful. The pleasure's gone, and then you've got the karma. You want the good karma plus the pleasure together, and that's what merit is all about, the goodness that you do. So do it well, and make sure it's complete, not only generosity and virtue, but also the meditation, because that gives everything else a good foundation.